it's time for the Wisp Politics Book Club, celebrating Wisconsin authors and books about politics, government, and history.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jeff Mayers from WispPolitics.com, and this is the Wisp Politics Book Club. I'm here with Professor Michael O'Hare. He's the author of Wisconsin Sentencing in the Tough-on-Crime Era. Welcome, Professor. How are you?
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about how you came to write this book, because we're still debating criminal justice across the country, maybe more so than ever. It's a topic that is very controversial, and I think that your book helps set the stage for what's happening today. But how did you come to write this book?
Well, it initially started off as a book about Wisconsin's truth and sentencing law, which is a very unique law nationally. Lots of other states have truth and sentencing laws, but Wisconsin's is much tougher and more inflexible than other states. And I got increasingly interested in this Wisconsin truth and sentencing law, really over the last 10 or 15 years, because we've seen other states across the country making efforts to scale back their truth and sentencing laws. And in Wisconsin made an effort to do that also in 2009 with some reforms adopted during the Doyle administration. But Republicans responded very critically to those reforms, and once they took back power in 2011, repealed those reforms very quickly. So I was very interested in understanding more about the background to the truth in sentencing law, why and why it was proving so strong and so durable in Wisconsin. And then as I got into that research, I got increasingly interested in going back a little further in time as well, before the truth in sentencing era, and a better understanding sentencing policy in Wisconsin, going back to the early 1970s at the time period when our big imprisonment boom was just getting started.
Well, now you have a long interest in this. You're a professor of law at Marquette University, and you're also the editor of the journal Federal Sentencing Reporter. So this is something live with every day, so to speak, this kind of topic and this kind of research, correct?
Yeah, oh, that's right. And I've been teaching sentencing at Marquette for many years and writing about sentencing for a long time.
Right. So we're talking about Wisconsin sentencing in the Tough on Crime Era, and this is a book published by University of Wisconsin Press, and we're talking to the author, Professor Michael O'Hare. Okay, so Professor O'Hare, you know, I covered politics at a time in this state when Tommy Thompson was governor. I worked for the Wisconsin State Journal and covered Tommy Thompson. And during that period, I think that was emblematic of the tough-on-crime era in a way. We built the Supermax prison, and I think the incarceration rate went up during that time. Is that, when you talk about the tough-on-crime era, are you talking specifically about the 1990s?
I would characterize the 1990s as the height of the tough-on-crime era. Although in some ways I think we can go back even to the 1970s and start to see the first rumblings of the tough-on-crime era. It's the late 1970s when you start to see a lot of proposals for mandatory minimum sentences getting introduced into the legislature. And in fact, one of the lead figures in doing that in the legislature was none other than Representative Tommy Thompson during that period before he was governor. Thompson certainly worked hard to create a tough-on-crime persona for himself well before he became governor, and continue to cultivate that image, as you well know, through his time in office.
Yes, in fact, your book, in doing your research for your book, you talked to Governor Thompson, and you talked to some of the politicians who were involved in this run-up, did you not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I spoke with Governor Thompson, also with Governor Doyle, with quite a few people who served in the legislature over time. I think I spoke with six secretaries of corrections in Wisconsin, and other policymakers as well. And those interviews were fascinating and added an awful lot to the book, I think. And well, really, I think maybe my favorite interview was, in fact, the interview with former Governor Thompson, who's got a wonderful memory of political battles of times past, and was generous in sharing his time with me in recounting those fights. I also thought it was very interesting that he made clear that while he was pushing a tough-on-crime agenda in the 1990s, it was also very important to him to keep the corrections budget below the budget level for the University of Wisconsin system. And in fact, he did succeed in doing that during the time he was governor. It's only been in more recent years that the corrections budget has gone over the UW budget.
Right. I remember covering the creation of the Department of Corrections. Corrections used to be part of the health department, and they wanted to split it off into the Department of Corrections. And I remember the criticism being that, well, you're going to create a new Pentagon. Once you create the, you know, the Department of Corrections, it will be funded like the Pentagon. I don't know whether you know that has that prediction has come true quite to that extent, but it certainly was sort of emblematic of the period in which we're talking about here, the 1990s, and as you said, the height of the tough on crime era.
Right.
Now, I'm wondering what you discovered. You not only charted this tough on crime area, you've come to some conclusions about the criminal justice system here in Wisconsin, and I think a window into the rest of the country. In fact, one of the things you talk about is the high rate of black incarceration of black males, and I think you used the term scandalous. How did that come to be? How did Wisconsin come to be, have one of the highest rates of black incarceration in the United States?
Well, that's a difficult problem. One thing we can say, first of all, is that racial disparities in the prison population go back decades and decades and decades in Wisconsin. It's certainly not anything new to the tough on crime era, and it just kind of continued as the prison population grew. The disparities remained in place, which meant that the imprisonment growth was hitting the African American community in an especially hard and disproportionate fashion. We really have to look to Milwaukee and what's going on in Milwaukee as an important driver of that, because our African American population in the state is concentrated to such an extraordinary extent in Milwaukee County. It's very unusual to see a state's minority population so concentrated in one geographically confined area, as you find in Wisconsin. One point I try to make in the book is that the mass incarceration issue doesn't really result directly from mandatory minimum sentencing laws or other laws that take away the discretion of judges and prosecutors. In Wisconsin, judges and prosecutors have a tremendous amount of discretion, and so those local officials, the judges and prosecutors, are really the ones who are making the decisions that more than anything else are driving the imprisonment rate in the state. So when you kind of put those points together, what's driving black male incarceration in Wisconsin, to a great extent, it's a function of decisions made by judges and prosecutors in Milwaukee County. Now, I don't want to suggest or imply in any way that I'm accusing these local officials of racism, of intentional racial discrimination, but I think that they were confronting high rates of crime in Milwaukee, in really from the 1970s right up to the present day, high rates of crime in Milwaukee, and they have struggled through the time period to try to figure out good effective ways of responding to high levels of crime, especially violent crime in Milwaukee, and oftentimes it seemed to them that the only good and effective response would be incarceration.
Okay, so we're getting a little short on time, but I wanted to ask you about your lessons. You have 10 lessons for, I think, the future of criminal justice and incarceration in Wisconsin. One of them, I think, jumped out at me, and I guess I'm going to cherry pick this one. Local officials should be given more ownership over corrections. Now, you just talked about the local impact on incarceration rates for African Americans, but what do you mean when you say the locals should have the more impact on corrections policy?
Yeah, well, this again is really nicely illustrated by the experience in Milwaukee County. There's all kinds of evidence that I discuss in the book that for a long period of time, sentencing judges in Milwaukee have not had confidence in probation supervision, in the job that the Department of Corrections is doing in keeping an eye on offenders who are in the community on probation. And so that tends to lead to more use of incarceration when you don't trust probation. I think one thing that could encourage greater use of alternatives to incarceration is if you give these local officials, the judges and prosecutors, more control over those alternatives. And that greater control should lead to higher levels of confidence and greater levels of use. There's really a wonderful and very clear, compelling comparison, I think, that can be made between Minnesota and Wisconsin in this regard. In Minnesota, counties have the option of running probation, which they do not in Wisconsin. And in Minnesota, all the large counties run their own probation supervision. And the local judges, local prosecutors, seem to trust probation. They use probation much more frequently as a sentence than Wisconsin judges do. In Wisconsin, probation is run by the Department of Corrections, which is a completely separate entity, and judges tend to perceive it as being a very bureaucratic, closed, unresponsive entity. So the judges tend not to have a whole lot of confidence in probation. So I think if we had a system more like Minnesota's, where you have more local control of alternatives to incarceration, you might see more local confidence in those alternatives and more willingness to use those alternatives in lieu of sending people into the prison system.
Hmm. Well, that's a very interesting lesson, and we'll see whether that actually takes hold in the political system. I think we'll all wait and watch on that one. So that brings us to a close for the Wispolitics Book Club today. I've been talking to Professor Michael O'Hare. He's a professor of law at Marquette University and the editor of the journal Federal Sentencing Reporter. And we've been talking about his new book from the University of Wisconsin Press, Wisconsin Sentencing in the Tough on Crime Era. So thank you, Professor O'Hare.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. And that brings us to a close today. And stay tuned for future editions of the Wispolitics Book Club. I'm Jeff Mayers from Wispolitics.com. See you later.
The Wispolitics Book Club was brought to you by generous sponsors. See them in the archive of these podcasts at Wispolitics.com.